AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a large crowd near Chicago for today's funeral for Sandra Bland. She was the woman who died in a Texas jail days after a confrontation with a police officer during a traffic stop. The AP's Jason Kaiser reports there are signs of support for Bland and her family.
Some of them are wearing shirts with the words Sandy Speaks on the front, and that's a reference to the series of Facebook videos in which she talked about issues of social justice, complained about confrontations between police officers and blacks.
Officials in Texas say Bland's death was a suicide. Her family disputes that. There was a public visitation today in Grantsburg, Wisconsin, for the coffin of Marine Sergeant Carson Holmquist. He was one of the Marines killed in the attack on a Navy Marine Reserve Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee. President Obama is receiving a warm welcome in Kenya. The crowd in Nairobi is chanting the president's name. At a news conference with Kenya's president, Obama brought up a sensitive issue in the country, gay rights.
As an African-American in the United States, I am painfully aware of the history of what happens when people are treated differently under the law.
Kenya's president, though, dismissed the idea, calling gay rights a non-issue for his country. A cold front is headed to the fire zone at Glacier National Park in Montana and should arrive tomorrow. Fire crews need a break from hot, dry, and windy conditions. The goal is to keep the flames away from the populated areas at the park's eastern boundary. Firefighters are gaining more ground against a Northern California wildfire near Napa Valley wine country. Police in Toledo, Ohio say Arizona Cardinals rookie receiver Damon Powell Jr. was wounded by gunfire outside his home. The 22-year-old was in his driveway last night. Police say his injuries are not considered life-threatening. This is AP Radio News. More than 400 rescued migrants arrived in a port in Sicily on board an Irish Navy vessel. They were rescued in two separate operations. Daniel Wall is captain of the Irish ship. One operation involved a wooden barge.
We commenced our SAR operation, and there were several cases of dehydration of migrants on board. We then evacuated these migrants towards our ship, and we have medics on board our ships.
The migrants were believed to be mostly from Mali, Ghana, and Bangladesh. The Special Olympics World Games start today in Los Angeles. Some 6,500 athletes from 165 countries are there. First Lady Michelle Obama will deliver the opening message, followed by performances by Avril Lavigne, Stevie Wonder, and others. Special Olympic organizers say the real stars of this show will be the athletes from around the world who will be competing. There will be 9 days of competition in 25 sports. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.